Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Stephanie. How can I help?
Stephanie, this is Homero Cortez with Sealant Waterproofing.
Hi, how can I help you today?
Yes, the reason I'm calling is because today I received a lead from you guys from the Local Splash app
mm-hmm.
or platform.
Yeah.
I did call that number that you guys forwarded to me, and what a surprise that I got. That was a pissed customer telling me that my company, it's been calling him for the last week, 2 weeks. And, I mean, I don't know how we got end up to this lead or how we end up to get these issues with my name out there saying that I've been calling them for 2 weeks.
That is weird. Let me pull up.
And I see here the number I got. It's the one I got it today at 4:27 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And it says not a valid lead. I mean, why, if it's not a valid lead, why you guys forward it to me, or why we end up in contact with this person?
All right. Well, actually, Homero, every lead that you get to receive from the call tracking phone number are reflected on the client dashboard, and you will be notified through text message every time you receive a lead. That's the reason why you receive a text message with that contact information.
Yeah, but I mean, this one, it says right here. I see on the dashboard. I see it right now. I'm on the
right.
Lead. On the window, it says not valid lead. I mean,
right, exactly. For any types of lead that you get to receive, may it be valid, may it be not, you will definitely be receiving a text message to have you notify that you received a lead. And the client dashboard automatically detects if the lead that you receive is valid or not, right after the lead was received.
All I got, it says, phone call lead from Local Splash,
right.
And I got their phone number.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that means what? They're calling Local Splash to get in touch with me?
That is correct. That means they have tried to get in touch with you when they saw your business through your Google listing. Because only your online listings or your Google business profile and Google Ads are showing the call tracking phone number. So they have contacted you through those numbers or through your Google verified, your Google business profile rather, or the Google Ads. In this case, this client has reached out through the Google business profile. So they may have seen your Google business profile. They may have seen your business on Google and dialed the number through the Google business profile directly. But rest assured, no one in the team or even automated will be calling anyone for your business.
Okay. I mean, that's what I'm trying to explain to him. I mean,
right.
Look, and I apologize if someone's been using my number, calling you on my behalf, you know? But,
right.
like, it's the first time I'm reaching out to you, and he's like, no, you've been calling me for the last week and a half, 2 weeks, so I want you to stop calling me, and blah, blah. I mean, and I'm like, this happened. I mean, I apologize, but I'm very sure it's not me that was calling you.
Exactly.
I mean, I got the message from you guys from Local Splash. I mean, that means somebody from Local Splash been coming through calling him. I mean, if I got notified through Local Splash, that means it's because your platform has been calling them.
Not at all. The moment you receive the text message with that lead information is because that lead is trying to get in touch with you through the client or through the call tracking phone number. There can be two possible reasons why he has reached you. It's either someone with a similar phone number has tried to reach out to them. There's going to be only one person who can have one phone number. No one will have two same phone numbers, by the way. So they may have just mistaken your call tracking phone number as someone else, or they may have dialed your number through your Google listing. But I guarantee you no one from Local Splash will be reaching out any client for our marketing campaign.
You see, I see another one over here. On February 24, actually a month ago, exactly a month ago, it was another not a valid lead.
Mm-hmm.
That it came through yours or our system to this system.
Right. Which means any lead that comes in after you missed, let's say for example, after you missed the call or after your conversation with a client, our system will then try to verify if the call or if that lead was valid or not. And then that's when it will be marked as not a valid lead or if there's a follow-up needed for it.
Yeah. So what did I need to do to try to prevent this to happen then?
Well, to be honest with you, Homero, nothing really. This may be just a mistake on their end when they try to dial your number or your call tracking phone number. But the moment you get to receive another call or client like this, you can let us know right away and we can then further investigate. I will also have our team look up on why that client of yours claims that we have been trying to reach out to him. I'll definitely check this with our technical team just to make sure that there hasn't been any records of that, and then I'll get in touch with you right away as soon as they get to hear a response from them.
Okay, I will definitely. I'm going to stay on top of this. If this happens again, I will have to call you guys again.
Yes, would love to hear that in case this happens again. But yes, for now, I'll also check with our team on why that happened. If there's any, if there's anything that needs to be done on our end, but it could most likely be just a mistaken dial or a wrong dial. But of course, I'll definitely get back with you as well, Homero, as soon as I get an update from the team on this one. Okay.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
All right. But aside from this, will there be anything else that I can assist you with?
That'd be all.
All right, then. Thank you so much for reaching out to us, Homero, and for flagging this. You have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.